Then mundane life with and without spiritual understanding. This part is very important. We can be very successful in life, both financially and career-wise. Both are mundane aspects of life. But without the spiritual understanding, we are still vulnerable, and many things can still afflict us, especially so the first noble truth, eight reality or eight condition, which are also the realities of life and existence. This is the reason why the Buddha renounced the world once he saw the four signs. The first one is an old person, an old man, a very sick man, followed by a dead man, and finally a samana or a renounced holy man in robe. But then Buddha to be realized that he had a problem with regards to old age, sickness and death, and he seeked the spiritual understanding to gain the wisdom to free himself from this problem of old age, sickness and death. He then developed a spiritual understanding and became a Sammasambuddha underneath the Bodhi tree. Without the true spiritual understanding or wisdom, one cannot free from all suffering, because one can still have fear, worry and anxiety, etc. via one's own self-delusion, which will condition one to cling onto and grasp onto the five aggregates of form and mind. Hence, one should realize the importance of cultivating the spiritual understanding via meditation as taught by the Buddha, to enable one to live the noble life of love, peace, joy and harmony. Only then can there be no more fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, unhappiness and suffering, etc. The spiritual understanding will lead to non-delusion and wisdom, enabling one to clearly understand who are you, what are you, and how human beings function, and eventually leading to enlightenment in the here and the now. So these are very important understanding. Like the Buddha, when he saw the four signs, he straight away went to renounce his seek the answer. Because to him, he realized what the Father has given him, the four seasons, the four palaces, with all the beautiful things that he experienced. Ultimately, when he realized everybody must grow old, get sick, and finally die, he realized he has a problem. Means all these things are not real, not lasting. But eventually, he will grow old, get sick, and die. That is his problem. That's why in order to seek an answer to this, he go for. And for 6 years, he was in search, cultivating to realize the wisdom. Then finally, on his own, underneath the Bodhi tree, at that Vesak day, he awakened. And the moment he awakened, he realized the problem was never there, because he realized non-self, anatta nature. He realized the form and mind is not him. It's karmically conditioned for him to come. Then all his sickness and death pertain to the form and mind. That's why he is free. He got no more problem. And because he does not cling anymore. He know this one go the way of nature. That's why the five daily contemplation come from there. The first three. This body of mind is all the nature to grow old, get sick and die. For he has not gone beyond all his sickness and death. Then he add in number four, separation from the things you own, you hold on to. Separation from your loved ones, prized possession. Then the last one is law of karma. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma. Condition is supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So these are all very beautiful five daily contemplation. That's how his teaching come about. So you have witnessed this four signs also. But how come it take you so long to move this thing? The Buddha, the moment he saw, he is willing to give up the throne. He's willing to immediately renounce. So now that you have the condition to have such understanding and such beautiful civilization, so don't waste this window. Move on. Strive on with goodness. Apamadena, sampadeta. You should do it.